In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show on Monday and every Eagles game. What's up, Jaws?
The further I get away from that Bears game, the better I feel. So I'm getting a little more positive. And thank you, Detroit, for last night. Gets me in a little better mood and moving along, trying to will a victory.
There we go.
Well, okay, speaking of positive, let me present to you this challenge. I would like for you to present a challenge that would be, I want you to give us, I want you to give everyone listening, based on what you know about this particular Eagles team, give us a cause for optimism looking forward, because we don't have very much after that Friday game.
I think our history, the way this team has played, you have to go back to last year and look at the Super Bowl championship team. You know, you don't win the Super Bowl championship by not having character. This team has great character, has outstanding coaches, and has outstanding players. So that's what gives me the promise that this can be turned around rather quickly. They haven't played well in a month. That's troubling to me. And, you know, when I was watching the game, you know, being at the game, and then all of a sudden I'm watching on the tape on Saturday, I'm going, something's wrong. So there's just an energy that is missing with that team. And, you know, I'm not around them enough to say, oh, I can put my finger on them. But the energy just hasn't been there in the last month. And that's about what my analysis has shown me.
Wow. Well, that part is concerning, because I guess you don't fix that with a scheme or with plays. I mean, that is about them as players and people. And I just wonder if they're in that place where the change comes from.
Well, I hope they're not in that place, but there are some things from a schematic standpoint that are troubling to me. You know, I did a little research with True Media to find out some stats things that I see
okay.
to be validated by some stats. And you know, Eagles wide receivers have run hitches on 28% of their routes. I'm going to tell you that again. 28% of the routes have been hitch routes. That's the highest percentage in the National Football League. This pass game has to start getting more aggressive. They got to start going with the deeper passes. And they got to get explosive plays in this offense. It's just they have not been there. You know, and you look at the lack of motion. I've heard you guys have outstanding analysts on this throughout the week. I listen to them. You got McNabb, you got Baldy, you got Mayock. And I'm not
Charles.
A real big motion guy, but the Eagles have to use more motion within their offense. They're 48th in the NFL in fewest plays with motion. By using motion, you can dictate matchups. And those are two things that, just in a couple days of looking at tape, I think they have to improve upon.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I think when we asked you about that initially, you had said that Jalen sort of likes to have his guys where they are. So I guess my question would be, if the wide receivers of 28% of their routes are hitch routes, what would be the reason for them doing that?
I don't know. I don't know why that ratio would be so high. I mean, it's okay. A high percentage play, corners are off. You know, I don't know why they would be so high in that regard. And I remember in our discussion, I also said Peyton Manning was never, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, hated motion. He wanted to see a static defense. He did not want to see guys communicating while his guys are moving. So there's you know, some of the great quarterbacks in this league didn't like motion. I just think at this point in time, there has to be some changes schematically, offensively. They got to be much more aggressive getting the ball down the field. They don't run posts. They don't run crossing runs. I'm telling you, not say don't. They're probably like 7% is what the stats have shown me. And crossing routes are deep crosses are the big home runs. You watch Detroit, you watch Dallas. That's what they run with those receivers. You know, you got to get – this team needs more explosive plays.
Yeah, I was looking at that big third down play, I believe it was last night, with Jameson Williams going across the field and using his speed to run away from a defender in man-to-man coverage. But he's going across the field, and Jared Goff hits him right in stride for a big first down conversion and really went on to win that game. If this is something the quarterback, Jaws, isn't necessarily comfortable doing, I'm wondering, as a coach, right, your task with, I guess, putting players in positions for them to succeed, but aren't you also – is it you got to make them feel a little bit uncomfortable doing things they don't want to do, maybe, and maybe ask him to do this a little bit more?
Yeah, say this when you got to practice on Monday. So this is where this is the game plan this week. We're getting started on early. We're not running enough crossing routes. The stats have shown we're only running 7% of our routes are crossing routes. That's the lowest in the National Football League. We've got big play, speedy wide receivers. Why don't we use them on deep crossers? Why don't we go maximum protection, run two receiver routes, give the quarterback time to let it happen? Hey, these routes take time when you're running across the field. Mm-hmm. But those are where the big explosive plays come, and we're just devoid of them.
So let's move to the other side of the ball because the yeah, I know. Well, and the thing is, it's not like the Bears put up 40 points, but that was the worst defensive performance of the year from the Eagles, just to my eye. And then they lose Jalen Carter. So what did you see on tape? And then moving forward, how do they fix that without their best interior defensive lineman, at least in the next couple of games, I would imagine?
Well, this is going to be a real challenge because, the L.A. Chargers, they want to play a physical smash mouth kind of game. That's Jim Harbaugh. You know, that's how he is. He's a Michigan guy. You know, he lives in that amazing blue and tough physical. You know, that's how he coaches. He went out to Stanford and turned into a physical football team. Stanford. So, you know, he turned the Chargers into a physical football team. And the Bears were physical. It was almost embarrassing. You guys have been talking about it all week. You know, 47 rush for 281 yards against this defense, supposedly one of the best defense in the NFL. You know, a lot of high draft choices that had been playing well. It was a shock to me. So, you know, this is where I think the leather is going to meet the road on Monday night with this defense, especially with Jalen out. Some guys have to step up. It was an awful performance. We got bullied. We got pushed around. We didn't fight back. There was no anger. When you get physically beaten like that, that's hard to overcome. Something was missing.
Yep.
So this Chargers team on Monday night, we don't talk about the Chargers a lot. We don't see the Chargers a lot. What do they do that we as Eagles, aside from the Eagles, let's put the Eagles in the way that they've stunk over the last month, what do the Chargers do that is going to present the most problems for the Eagles?
Play action passing. They want to run the football, and they want to force your safeties, force your linebackers to get nosy. Those corners will play off, but the safeties will get nosy in the running. They want to. That's how they want to get you to play. So they are a good football team, and you're exactly right. We don't hear much about them because they're on the West Coast in the AFC, but they are a physical football team, and a lot's going to depend on the quarterback. How is he going to play or not? That's always the big question. Now, if Justin plays, they're a different team because you got a guy behind him that's not very experienced in Trey Lance, but if Justin Herbert plays, they want to run the football first. They want to hammer the football. There's a reason they got Mekhi Becton, guys, out of free agency. Because we could talk about one of the losses we've had in the season. Mekhi Becton he's one of the reasons we're not blocking as well with the offensive line. Mekhi Becton is a beast. You guys know when he was here, he was nasty, man. He'd punch you in the mouth. He was that kind of football player. Those are the kind of guys Harbaugh likes. That's how they want to play. So it's going to be a violent physical game. These are the games, Ike, you and I used to call them the double chin strap games.
That's right.
These ones you better buckle up twice because this is going to be pretty. This is going to be, we're going to hit you in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh.
Get my neck roll. That's right.
Double. You got the neck roll. I got the double chin strap.
Neck roll, and he wore those giant shoulder pads. Don't forget that, John.
Right.
Giant shoulder. Him and Richie. You can barely see their head. The shoulder pads are so high. I fear asking for your prediction, but what do you think's going to happen on Monday?
Yeah, I was on such a roll. Now I stink.
Yeah. Wow.
These last couple of weeks have really bothered me. I mean, you got a pretty good feel for this team, but you know, I still believe in this team. I believe the talent is there. I believe the coaching is there. I believe they'll get it turned around. To what degree is the turnaround going to happen? I just don't know. But I think they'll get it turned around in L.A. They'll win it 24-23.
That is a – yeah,
I'll
take 3-2, Jaws.
Yes, I'm not usually a win is a win guy, but right now, a win is a win. Yeah. All right,
we
Jaws.
Need to be resuscitated, man. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jaws. We'll talk to you next week. There he is. I don't know what the hesitation is to just say what it is. I mean, the beginning of the call. I mean, just like they got to call more crossing routes. They got to call more posts. They got to get pre-snap motion. It's just like
he's saying even if he doesn't like doing it, this should be something that you're making him do.
That's, I mean, you said yesterday, you were talking about the players these days, and that is way, put that in the easier said than done category.
Yeah. It's always usually from the outside where we're suggesting it.
Yes.
I'm just saying, we all see it with the hitch routes and that type of stuff, they see it too.
Yes.
And even if he's uncomfortable with doing it, sometimes I'm not saying you got to call 10 crossing routes in the game, but you got to at least make the defense believe you'll run these type of plays, and then he has to be willing to throw it.
It's almost like
we see him throw. I've seen him hit AJ across the middle before, man.
He has.
Yeah.
He has. He just there's more times than not he sees it and flinches and doesn't do it.
Yep.
It was the one crossing route where he hit him at the end of it was so. Just felt like it showed everything against the Bears, where he caught it. It ended up being like a 2 or 3 yard gain. And if the ball had come out a half second earlier,
he'd hit him in stride.
He would hit him in stride.
Yeah.
And there's so many times where it's not even that he doesn't see it. He sees it.
He sees it.
But as soon as he sees it, if the ball's not there, then it's
and
over.
That's what frustrates the receivers.
I'm sure it drives them crazy.
Yeah, what frustrates the receivers. It's not that, well, I'm not getting my. That's part of it, but the real issue is these are plays that we're running and it's available and you don't throw it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that frustrates the guys. That's why, what was the play? Well, I forget which game it was, where Devontae, he's coming to the sideline and he's saying something like,
oh, just throw that
effing ball.
Yeah.
And he had just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So that let me know that in their mind, they're saying, dude, just throw the ball. We'll get it. Like, just throw it. We'll catch it.
If you're Kevin Petullo and there's strangers throwing eggs at your house, you must just sit at home at some point and think, man, just saying the same thing that Devontae said.
Right.
Please, for my family, throw the ball.
Maybe that's something that gets them to do that on Monday. Maybe that turns the season around.
The only problem why I don't see that changing is that he's been this way for 4 years.
It almost seems like they need to collapse again to have the conversation with him in the offseason. It does not feel like one of two things happens on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen goes off and we see one of those games. The Steelers game goes off, one of those games. Or we are cooked. If it's not that, even if they win, I can't see this team making anything of this year if he doesn't start doing that this year, because there's no solutions to any of this. The run game's not going to get better.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it doesn't, they're not going to win anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think you're asking him to do more, and that's not...
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to need some of that complimentary football to sort of ease the stress on what he's doing from a passing standpoint.
Now, it would certainly give some help to the run game if when those guys are running over the middle, the linebacker has to at least think about the fact that he might throw the football.
Yeah.
It would certainly, it's not going to fix everything with the run game. It would certainly do something. So two pieces of bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the worst news first or second?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
First.
Okay.
Yeah.
The practice window on Willie Lampkin has closed and they can't activate him because he was on IR and you open the practice window, which is a 2-week practice window. If you don't.
3 weeks. I thought it was 3 weeks.
Whatever it is. If you don't activate
21 him, days.
21 days. If you don't activate him.
Is that 3 weeks or not?
That's 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 times 3.
Four, yes.
So 21. Willie Lampkin cannot play this year. It's a bummer. I told you. That was the worst news.
I was going to say, it's not really the worst. That's the worst news.
Nah, it's not really the worst. It's the worst news for me.
Oh.
The Bills are going to let Darius Slay sit on the not going to play list, and they're not letting him go.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I knew it.
Ruining the vibes.
Well,
honestly, if I'm them, I think I would have done it too.
Well, Sean McDermott was mad at his press conference today because they let that kid go. They got claimed elsewhere to create a spot for Darius Slay, and Darius Slay's not showing up. So they felt like they lost a good player.
Well, and if I'm...
Well, they definitely didn't lose a good player.
Well, I would agree, but Sean McDermott was not happy.
They didn't let a good player go to bring in Slay.
I would agree.
Yeah.
McDermott was not happy.
Yeah.
Well, if I was the Bills, I don't think it's super likely. There's a chance they face the Eagles. They're going to face the Eagles in 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
And then... If everything goes great for both teams, they're going to face the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If they think Darius Slay might be able to play, do you really want to go against him once, potentially twice? Absolutely not.
Well, and
the waiver system is the waiver system.
Yep.
So, I can't be mad at the Bills for saying, well, if you're not going to play here, you're not playing anywhere.
Yeah. Wow. I certainly wouldn't have expected it if it was another NFC team. I thought there was maybe a chance that Buffalo would be like, But the fact we do still have to play them, and by some miraculous play, we could be seeing them in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So.
Well, if, God willing. Yeah. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Well, I wanted to ask you something before I talk about the Eagles.
You can ask a ton of things before you talk about
them. I haven't heard from him. Ricky Ricardo, what's he doing? Is he still working for WIP?
Well, he still calls the Eagles games in Spanish.
That's what I'm wondering. Okay.
Yeah, I just saw Ricky Friday.
Good thing we got the important stuff out of the way. Yep. Ricky's fine.
So, like Jaws said, I've been telling you this for the past 2 months, okay? Explosive play, down the field, slants, posts, whatever it is, okay? We gotta go for it now. We can't let these teams do it for themselves. We gotta be the executor. You understand? And execute the plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Eagles usually play good when they're out there on the West Coast at these new stadiums and all, the weather should be good. There'll be a lot of Eagle fans wearing that green and stuff. So, that should fire them up, get them ready to go. And I'm picking this score. I think I see 37. 29.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So, 29.
Herb, can I bring up to you another issue? We had a caller early in the show who was furious that you are on the phone for so long when we take your call. I think he was calling from Atlanta. Wasn't he calling from Atlanta? Mm-hmm. And he finds you intolerable. And I wonder what you have to say to that gentleman.
I don't know who you're talking about. What are you talking about?
What's his name? Ronald? Was it Ronald?
Raymond in Atlanta.
Raymond in Atlanta. Yeah.
And that I hold on for a long time.
No, that you're actually on the radio for a long time.
Radio.
Well, we're on the radio, bro.
Do you know you're on the radio?
Yeah, I know we're on the radio. Okay. I called you like about 45 minutes ago.
Now, Herb, let me try to clear it up. Raymond called, and he was upset that when you call our show, you're on the radio for so long. He thinks your call should be shorter.
Well, sometimes I'm shorter, sometimes I'm longer. You know what I mean?
That's how it works.
Sometimes I'm slow, sometimes I'm quick.
I didn't say that much today, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, the call's not over with yet either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you nailed him on that one. Nothing he could say there.
You better straighten these boys out or something.
Yep, I got them. Especially Fritz.
You know? Yeah. What do you got this weekend, Herb?
I just got a call from the boss. There might be a strike. I'm sitting in H lot right now.
Oh.
Strike. So I'm ready to go. I'm waiting for the other guy to.
You're going
to
strike?
No.
Wait, are you in a union?
I have to be ready to pick up people in case there's a strike tomorrow. I don't know.
Who's striking?
Go ahead.
I didn't know that there might be a strike.
Who's striking?
The Scepter.
Ah.
Scepter strike. So I don't know. You know, I'm going to the office in a couple minutes to find out what the game plan is.
Oh, no. It seems like TWU 234. I don't know which.
One of my favorites.
I don't know which union that is, but they will.
Probably the bus.
Well, I'll find that out. Yeah.
So you're not striking, though, Herb. You're just supporting those that are striking.
We're not striking. No, of course not. We got the Big Five game down here. 3 games tomorrow. I'll be here all day.
Yeah. How about that? Well,
all right. Well, great job, Herb.
What's his name? Cowboy Jim, if you're still out there, this is HR. Stop the BS, okay? The Cowboys are going down.
Nailed it.
No playoffs. EAGLES, Eagles.
Well
done.
Did
you have an F in there?
What a limp Eagles.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Herb is
say S or F?
I don't know.
I think
he is trending
F.
down.
Well, we got to get out of football season.
He was trending up yesterday.
No, I said trending down.
Trending down.
Did you? Because of football season.
And the TWU 234 is the workers, the transport workers for SEPTA. So I had no idea
I never
that there was potentially a SEPTA strike.
Yeah, I would never doubt him on that.
So what's Herb going to, is Herb going to drive everyone?
That's,
who takes a,
that's a fair thing
yeah,
to bring
yeah,
up.
That's what he wants
and
to
I,
know.
I also want to clear up for people, when he yells HR, that's not human resources.
No.
Is it home run?
No, it's Herb Rifkin, which is his name.
And his email address is
herbbaseball23@yahoo.com.
There it is. And he's fine with us giving out that email address.
Yeah,
don't get
upset.
He loves it.
Where could one see Joe Conklin?
I'm glad you asked. You can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra in Story of Philly Sports. Put the music. How about that? They're going to put the Philly Sports to music.
How about that?
That's pretty good. Now you can catch him at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey. That'll be Saturday, February 21st. You know where to get your tickets at, JoeConklin.com.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we have some free agency updates in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. You will hear some new poems from Tommy Down the Shore, I believe. And Shayna in West Oak Lane wants to uninvite Spike to the cookout. We will find out what is going on
there.
That
cannot be good.
And the belt.
Yeah. Oh, and the belt. Well, I have no idea who the belt's going to.
I know who's going to.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel Friday, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited-time specials to get you in the zone. I'm talking boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. Now, this isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.